This is Tim Rees of the University of Exeter in the UK.
I'm a researcher, a teacher, and I also conduct applied work with athletes to help them perform better.
For a 2012 study, Tim Rees and his colleagues arranged for some of Exeter's most accomplished athletes to throw darts at a board while blindfolded. Then Professor Rees arranged for people to lie to the athletes about how well they'd performed. That is, the athletes were told they'd done badly no matter where their darts had landed.
Yeah, it's quite a downer for them, actually. So they might even have scored 30, so they got three right in the middle in the bullseye. But we'd still say to them, you only scored six.
And he did that because...
because they haven't seen how they scored. They turn to us, we show them on a leaderboard, which has got another load of false numbers in there, and we say, so you scored six. And that six is right next to a band that says failure.
The leaderboard, featuring fictitious names and numbers, is meant to convince the actual athletes that lots of people have been more accurate with their darts.
And then we start to try to manipulate how they feel about that failure.
What Professor Rees and his colleagues have found is that if dart throwers from the University of Exeter are told by somebody else from the University of Exeter that they have failed and it's out of their control and they won't perform better,
they really take it to heart badly and their motivation seems to drop.
But what if the discouraging words come from a rival? Happily, Exeter has one, the University of Loughborough.
Loughborough traditionally win most or the majority of sporting events in the UK. Exeter are close. So it's a tough rivalry, good-natured, but it's fierce.
So if the Exeter athletes get the same sort of negative feedback from somebody allegedly representing Loughborough, combined with positive reinforcement from their Exeter classmates...
they actively try to resist the negative message. So the most improved performers of all were those who'd initially received the negative feedback from the outgroup, the rival, and then received positive feedback from the in-group.
Professor Rees says there's no reason to believe this phenomenon is limited to darts. The more general and generalizable point of his research is that by conveying negative messages to a rival, aka trash-talking,
you may end up inadvertently making them play better because they actively try to resist your message and prove you wrong. You run the risk of basically helping to fuel the fire in your opponent that will make them come back and beat you.
Think about that the next time you're tempted to loudly insult the opposing team's hitter who hasn't had a home run in 6 months, or the enemy basketball player on the line and he's lousy at free throws, or even the next time you criticize a coworker right before the weekly staff meeting. You may inadvertently be increasing the chances your rival will succeed.